survey of supply managers and purchasing managers, manufacturing purchasing managers in 9 states, including Iowa, South Dakota, and Nebraska. The overall index for the month of November dropped to its lowest level in 3 years, much like the national number that came out yesterday as well. Both of them went below growth neutral, at least signaling slower growth in the weeks and months ahead. And a lot of that we can trace to trade issues, which are really bearing down on the regional economy in each of the states.
Do you see a certain sector that's really impacted even more harshly by what's going on with the trade war?
Well, certainly it's the two sectors, manufacturing and agriculture, are being hit the most by the trade war. And we're talking about trade war with China. We're talking about trade restrictions impending on Europe. We're talking about yesterday the president announced tariffs on Brazil and Argentina steel and aluminum. All this is combining to produce real uncertainty among manufacturers, but also we're talking about agriculture and those businesses tied to agriculture. Both are being hit very heavily by the uncertainty and also the tariffs that we're seeing retaliation among our trading partners, and it's showing up in our surveys and potentially pushing the overall economy into recession sometime in 2020, but that's a little too early to call at this point in time.
What should be done? What can be done? Is it too late, or could things be reversed and the economy put back in order?
Well, things could certainly be reversed, Sheila, and one of the things is the passage of the USMCA, which is in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi, head of the House, indicated that they can walk and chew gum at the same time, meaning they can impeach the president and they can pass a USMCA and other business. Well, apparently they can't. They haven't done it. That's necessary. We need to see that passed by the House, passed by the Senate, and put on the president's desk. We're staring down the barrel of a gun in December the 15th when tariffs go in place on Chinese imported goods from China, and these are consumer goods, on the 15th of December, and that's very bad timing for the U.S. economy. I expect those to be pushed out. So all in all, it has to do with a lot of trade agreements. Also has to do with the global economy. The global economy is slowing down, but that again, is we can attribute to the global trade war. We are seeing, not just in the U.S., but other nations, increased nationalism, where we're erecting barriers to both the movement of products and the movement of individuals, workers. So that's having some real negative impacts on. And it's certainly true for South Dakota, certainly true for Iowa and Nebraska, and probably true for those states more than the other states in the U.S. and even for the region.
I know the banking industry came out saying that there are more farmers going bankrupt and more corporate farms kind of taking over. What do you think about the state of agriculture at this point?
The state of agriculture is not good, although agricultural income is up for 2019, but a lot of that has to do with support payments from the federal government, $28 billion over the last 2 years. And you look at potential bankruptcies, foreclosures, and so those are looking ahead. 2020, those will be up for 20, and 2019, we're up from 2018. There's a huge amount of debt, farm debt, that farmers have taken on to continue operations. So what I expect to see is those bankruptcies increase for 2020, but also seeing larger farms buying up smaller farms. And that's a trend that's been going on for many decades, but it accelerates during these periods of economic distress and agriculture is front and center of the trade war. Agriculture and manufacturing are both heavily dependent on what goes on internationally.
And, of course, areas like Siouxland were very dependent, of course, on agriculture.
Absolutely. And you're talking about food processing, for example, an industry that where the sales to China, the sales to Asia, the sales to India are very important for example, soybean to China. And, they're, of course, this part of the country's produces a significant amount of soybean, and that not only has the price been affected, but also the amount that we're selling abroad and the yields, and also we've got the weather issues this year, And of course, every year you have some weather conditions that lower farm income or yield. But this time is fairly significant all the way across the region, with yields down significantly, whether it's corn, soybean, wheat, that for that matter. And that's affecting farm income for many farmers in this part of the nation. Well, I think importantly, we need to see some trade deals. We ask the supply managers and we ask the bankers as well about their support for the tariffs and the trade war. And even though all the bankers and the supply managers indicate that the tariffs and the trade restrictions are having a negative impact, they support them. 60% of our supply managers said either continue or raise the tariffs on the Chinese goods that are imported into the U.S., which is an odd outcome. I think what we're really seeing, Sheila, is the short-term pain for long-term gain, and that's how they're looking at it. And of course, farmers are famous for looking well out beyond the current conditions.
Because farmers, many do seem to support what's going on, as you said.
That's right, they do. But there's a limit to that. I just don't know if we can push it into the elections in 2020. Xi Jinping, the president of China, does not have to be reelected. When you look at his term indicates it's 2013- in question marks, meaning until he dies. Well, that's not the case for President Trump. He has to run for re-election in 2020, and I think this is certainly meaning perhaps potentially an unforced error by the president and his trade negotiators.
And I must say, there are, of course, some people in agriculture who are against the tariffs as well.
Oh, there are. But I think the farmers and perhaps and the bankers and some of the manufacturers will, rightfully so, have to wait and see. I'm an economist, not a negotiator, and this may be a good negotiating tactic, and we may get a long-term gain that greatly exceeds the short-term pain.